you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kate Bronstein, and here's what's happening. Continuing coverage of the tragic plane crash in Northeast Philadelphia. A medical transport jet crashed shortly after takeoff, killing all six on board and spreading debris and fire across a residential neighborhood of row homes near Roosevelt Mall. KYW's Mike DiNardo has this report.
There were six people on board the medical transport plane that crashed shortly after it left Northeast Philadelphia Airport. Shai Gold, a spokesperson for Jet Rescue, the firm that operated the air ambulance, says a pediatric patient and her mother were among those on the plane. The child had been in Philadelphia being treated for a life-threatening illness at Philadelphia's Shriners Children's Hospital and was headed back home to Mexico. Gold says there were four crew members on board as well.
The plane additionally was staffed with a seasoned pilot, an experienced co-pilot, a flight physician, and a flight paramedic. All persons on board were Mexican nationals. The aircraft Lear 55 is a very reliable, dependable aircraft registered in Mexico.
The Learjet crashed near row houses near the Roosevelt Mall, causing homes and cars to burst into flames. Now, this medical transport jet is specially equipped with life-saving equipment, says our medical editor, Dr. Brian McDonough.
In this case, a medical plane like this is like a mini ICU. It would have all the tools that we have in an IMC or ICU type setting to help the patient.
The plane, from video and social media doorbell cameras, appeared to be on fire as it fell at a steep trajectory and crashed. The NTSB is leading the investigation to try to find out why.
And Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said at a news conference late Friday that the Commonwealth was making all its resources available in the wake of this crash. And now some audio of communications between the plane and air traffic control at the Northeast Philadelphia Airport. First, here's some communication from the plane as it prepares to take off.
Medevac, mid-service 056, on departure, turn right heading 290, runway 24, clear for takeoff, wind 25010.
And the plane getting cleared for takeoff.
Medevac Med Service 056 affirmative. On departure, turn right heading 290, runway 24, clear for takeoff.
Shortly after takeoff, the tower contacts the plane again.
Medevac Med Service 056, contact Philly departure 123.8.
123.8, Mike Tango Sierra 056 Medevac. Thank you, good day.
The tower tries again moments later.
Medevac Med Service Northeast Tower. Medevac Med Service 056, Northeast Tower, you on frequency?
Medevac Mike Tango Sierra 056, Northeast Tower, how do you hear this transmission?
And there was no answer. The plane was in the air for about 30 seconds. At that point, officials closed the airport.
Approach to runway 24, what's going on down there?
Position 765, we have a lost aircraft. We're not exactly sure what happened, so we're trying to figure it out. For now, the field is going to be closed, so no inbounds or outbounds probably.
And sadly, that plane did not make it again in the air for about 30 seconds before tragedy struck. KYW's John McDevitt spoke with a man who works at Steve's Prince of Steaks along Bustleton Avenue, a block away from the crash.
The whole wall in the store started like completely rumbling, like shaking, like aggressively. And right there, someone came into the store and said they saw a bright flashing light from the sky, and then a huge sound, and immediately a huge burst of flames happened right down at Cotton and right on Cotton, the mini mall that's right there.
The man, Shaq, says there was widespread reaction to the explosion, the quaking, and the fireball.
There's a lot of people outside, here, a bunch of traffic. It looks like the whole police district is there, a bunch of fire trucks, ambulances. Even customers came in and said that one of their loved ones was there, but luckily they're fine.
And we have continuing coverage here on KYW and on our website, kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Kate Bronstein. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.